Have you ever been to a really good Filipino restaurant? Not many Americans have. It's tough to even find Filipino food in the U.S., which is curious because Filipinos are the second largest Asian population here. But in a few U.S. cities, Philippine restaurants are starting to pop up. The World's Jason Margolis has our story from Las Vegas.
So what exactly is Filipino food? It's kind of hard to define, says Kathy Ferrer, a manager with Max's restaurant.
When you say Filipino food, it's actually a fusion of many cultures and many countries.
There's Chinese, Malaysian, Spanish, and American influences, all cultures that have helped shape the Philippines. Filipinos eat a lot of rice, pork, chicken, and of course, fish. The Philippines is an archipelago of more than 7,000 islands, and all the food is spiced the Philippine way.
Garlic, tons and tons of garlic, soy sauce, vinegar, onions.
We met at the Las Vegas Max's restaurant that Ferrer helped open a few months ago. There are also locations in California, Hawaii, and New Jersey. They've been serving up food in the Philippines since 1945. My hosts serve me soft pancit noodles, garlic fried rice, and pork cooked Philippine adobo style, braised in soy and vinegar. And of course, we had to have Max's famous fried chicken.
We love crispy stuff. Yeah, deep fried stuff.
It all tasted good. A bit heavy, but good. The restaurant was appealing. The servers were friendly. So what's the problem here? Why aren't more Americans eating Filipino food? Ferrer had one theory.
We have a term that we call turuturo. All the food is already in a chafing dish. And then you just would point what you want.
Turo-turo, which is Tagalog for point-point, is buffet style that Max's did away with. Here's another problem as I see it. The food didn't taste all that different from basic Chinese food, so why switch? Ferrer said her country's food actually has quite a few surprises.
No, I order the safest food that you like.
So this is sort of the entry, the starter
yes,
for...
Yes.
Brock Radke, food editor at the Las Vegas Weekly magazine, put it another way.
They give you the white guy menu, quote unquote. Yeah, and that happens a lot at ethnic restaurants.
Radke knows Philippine food, likes it, and thinks it hasn't caught on because people are scared by it. For example, in the Philippines, fish is often served with the head intact, and that sometimes happens here in the U.S. Radke describes a bowl of sinigang, which he recently had at Max's.
It's kind of a sour stew with really giant chunks of food in it, like whole shrimp and big pieces of bok choy. And it's like they didn't even bother to cut it up.
I had that. I felt the same way. It was kind of off-putting, like that shrimp. Like I could see every leg on that shrimp.
The head still on. I think the average suburban Las Vegan would probably be terrified to see a whole shrimp in their soup.
For the record, Radke liked the soup, as did I. So how exactly does an eclectic cuisine gain acceptance? How did sushi catch on? 30 years ago, who would have thought Americans would develop a love affair with raw fish wrapped in seaweed? What'll it take for Filipino food to get to that point?
It's hard to say. There are a lot of Filipino chefs in Las Vegas. Maybe somebody will kind of go the extra mile to put it into some kind of package that's a little more friendly and approachable for people.
This is pan-seared diver scallops with an eggplant puree.
Filipino-American Joe Elevado is the head chef at Andrea's, a mixed Asian restaurant at the five-star Wynn and Encore Resort on the Las Vegas Strip. Chef Joe, as he's called, has added a few Filipino dishes to the menu, mixed in with more well-known Asian choices. After the scallops, I tried crispy pork shank, cooked Filipino style.
And that's served with like a spicy black vinegar. It has a lechon salsa, which is a traditional sauce you serve with roast pork.
It looked great. First class all the way. Super fatty, but super good. So while I was sitting there digesting, loving this assignment, I started thinking maybe cooks like Chef Joe can take Filipino food to the next level. Then he had a confession.
I do get people that come in like, oh, you know, this isn't Filipino food because I do try to refine it a little bit, if you will.
He says his biggest fans and biggest critics are Filipinos. Some complain that his food isn't authentic enough. Back at Max's, Kathy Ferrer says they've also grappled with this.
If you go to a Chinese restaurant, they do not change the menu. It's a mainstream market that learns how to eat the food. So as much as possible, we want that to happen.
It may in time, but remember, one of the most popular sushi rolls in America has long been the California roll, a less than exotic sample. A sushi chef first came up with the idea to substitute avocado for raw tuna in the 1970s in Los Angeles. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Las Vegas.